on Sunday, in Hebrews 10:19-25, we spent some time dwelling on the wonderful unhindered access to God, that reconciliation to God that is ours because of the sacrifice of Christ. And the first three verses summarize the accomplishments of Christ, and then verses 22-25 focus on our response to that, the call to align our living to the reality of what Christ has done for us, his sacrifice for us, his high priestly actions on our behalf. And the author uses three "let us" statements to present what those life responses should be. And that first "let us" statement is found in verse 22, where the author says this: "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." Faith expressed and placed in Jesus' work is both the starting point and the ongoing requirement for an ever-growing nearness to God, for a relationship with him. And the author here uses two pictures, actually from the Old Testament sacrificial system, to help his Hebrew readers understand the final spiritual cleansing that Jesus has accomplished. In the Old Testament, the sprinkling of blood from the sacrifice, actually on the worshipers, signified cleansing. And they would also take ritual baths to signify their purifying. And all of this was in conjunction with the sacrifice. And like everything else in the Old Testament sacrificial system, they'd have to do it again and again and again. But for those who place their faith in Jesus, his work has accomplished that cleansing. It's completed it. It's once for all. It's done. So the question that came up from this passage has to do actually with what the author is talking about when he says at the end of the verse, at the end of verse 22, having our bodies washed with pure water. And on Sunday, I identified that as a reference to the Holy Spirit's work, his indwelling of the believer at conversion, and then his ongoing work of producing fruit in the believer, the fruit of the Spirit, those external things that glorify God. But could this actually be a reference to believers' baptism instead? Could it be referencing water baptism by immersion when a believer publicly expresses faith in Christ? It's that outward symbol of that inner cleansing from sin and the choice to follow Christ. So which is it? Is it the Holy Spirit being referenced here, or is it baptism being referenced here? I believe it's the Holy Spirit being referenced here for a couple reasons. First of all, the whole point here in this passage and in this whole context is that Christ has provided a new and living way. He uses that phrase in verse 20. It's a way that's different from the Old Testament system. That system did not in and of itself provide salvation. It didn't provide permanent cleansing inside and out. But Christ does. The Holy Spirit seals that believer then, indwells that believer at salvation, and then encourages to and continues to change that believer. Baptism does not save or cleanse. It's a symbol of that salvation, a symbol of that choice, a symbol of that cleansing. But in and of itself, the baptism does not cleanse. And this passage is emphasizing the final cleansing itself that Christ has won for us, not simply a symbol. And the second reason to interpret this as a reference to the Holy Spirit is the fact that the New Testament actually uses this terminology elsewhere too. In Titus chapter 3, in verse 5 and 6, Paul is talking about the salvation provided in Jesus again. So it's the same concept. And Paul describes it this way: by the washing of regeneration. So there's that washing concept again. By the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Christ Jesus. This is a spiritual washing. It changes the heart, the internal change, and also it changes the actions, the displaying of the fruit of the Spirit on the outside, too. So baptism in and of itself does not cleanse and change. The Spirit does. The presence of the indwelling Spirit and His work is what does the changing and the cleansing. For those of us who have placed our faith in Christ, we have the opportunity now to draw near to God. And that's why we can rejoice when we look at this passage. Because of the cleansing accomplished by Christ's sacrifice, we boldly now can approach the throne of God because we're reconciled, we're robed in Christ's righteousness now. Our guilt is gone, we're cleansed, and the Spirit's indwelling seals us forever. And then that same Spirit will then show, continue to show, that believer's faith to be genuine through His ongoing sanctifying, purifying